From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We begin this hour with a Republican presidential candidate glowing from victory and another who is still looking for a win. In a few minutes, we'll hear from two Ron Paul supporters about why they still believe. But first, Rick Santorum. Fresh off his hat trick in Minnesota, Colorado, and Missouri, he campaigned in the suburbs of Dallas today. This morning, he spoke at a small church to a group of pastors. NPR's Wade Goodwin was there.
40 miles north of Dallas, where black prairie dirt meets the fresh poured concrete of suburbia, this is Rick Santorum country. They rang the Belladonna Chapel bell as the former senator from Pennsylvania arrived.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Good luck.
This used to be Rick Perry country, as host Donna Blackard reminded Santorum.
My husband, about 4 months ago, he told me he was going to go meet Rick Santorum, presidential candidate. I was like, no, his last name is Perry. Our governor's name is Perry. I was like, who's Rick Santorum?
But Rick Perry is gone. And Herman Cain and Michelle Bachmann. If you're an evangelical Texas Republican, the herd has been thinned. But suddenly, rising like the phoenix, Rick Santorum.
One of the great gifts that I've had in my political career is that no one ever thinks that I could ever win anything. The gift of being underestimated is a wonderful gift.
Rick Santorum got trounced in his 2006 reelection campaign for the U.S. Senate. Nevertheless, running as a very conservative, anti-abortion Republican in moderate Pennsylvania and winning was, if not a miracle, then always surprising. Now he intends to astonish everyone again by stealing the nomination out from under Mitt Romney's nose. And Santorum had this group of North Texas pastors eating out of his hand by the time he was done here this morning on the subject of abortion.
It's not a matter of belief. It's a biological fact. That is a human being at the moment of conception. That child is alive. The only difference between that child and any one of you is time. Whatever we are in our life, we're all dependent.
Santorum spoke movingly of his disabled daughter, Bella. He described how she stopped breathing at home one night in his arms, and he stood there stunned, begging her to breathe. His wife, a nurse, grabbed the child out of his arms, threw her on the bed, and administered CPR. That night at the hospital,
I got a call from my daughter, Sarah Maria, who was 10 at the time, and she said, "Dad, how's Bella?" I said, she's hanging in there. It's still touch and go. She said, "Dad, Mom saved Bella's life." I said, "That's right, she did, honey." She said, "Dad, you didn't do anything." I said, "Well, honey, Daddy's a politician. I talked to her. Mommy's a nurse. She saved her."
The theme of the morning was social issues, and Santorum used the opportunity to give his interpretation of yesterday's gay marriage ruling in California.
The Ninth Circuit decision yesterday said, if you believe in traditional marriage between man and a woman, and exclusively that, is because you are a bigot. Your belief of marriage between a man and a woman is purely irrational, based on hatred and bigotry. That's what they just wrote.
Outside the chapel, a group of well-wishers reached out in a line to shake Santorum's hand. Reverend Bruce Parks drove up from Houston. He was a Rick Perry man, but Santorum won his vote this morning.
I think he did because he spoke to the things that are core issues for me as a husband, as a father, and as a minister.
Parks said he likes Newt Gingrich's politics, but he likes Santorum better as a person.
There's an abrasiveness in Newt. I think he has good conservative values, but I think that sometimes there's almost a mean spirit.
18-year-old Michael Smith brought her mother to see Santorum. She's always been a supporter. The rest of the family was for Perry.
He just struck me because he was about faith and family from the get-go, and he didn't seem like he was fake, and he just seemed like a really good man, and I just really appreciated that.
It's been a good 24 hours for Rick Santorum, but the Texas primary is a long way away. He'll have to keep surprising people if he wants to get there. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.